Students there have staged an anti-racism rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, to mark the anniversary of a campus confrontation between nationalists and counter-ralliers.
People die!
Because we are demanding change from the university. We are demanding that they actually take a stand against white supremacy in its many forms, against the white supremacists that are marching and against white supremacy in the way that is entrenched in this institution.
Brief scuffles erupted between police and protesters in another demonstration. Members of an anti-fascist group marched through the streets of Charlottesville to pay tribute to an activist who was killed during last year's clashes. The developments come as white supremacists are planning to gather in front of the White House in Washington, D.C. Members of several anti-racism groups, including Black Lives Matter, have also pledged to stage counter-rallies at the same place. Authorities in Washington, D.C. and Charlottesville have beefed up security measures. President Donald Trump has, in a tweet, condemned all types of racism. Recipes Colin Campbell says that the anti-immigration rhetoric of Donald Trump has had a meaningful effect on the rise in white supremacy in the U.S.
Put on the same playing field and put on an equal playing field those who want a racist America, white nationalism, and those who want a diverse America and peace among different ethnicities and nationalities and religions and creeds. And so that's the big fault in the president's message, even though he says he's the least racist president there is or the least racist person there is. For him to put white nationalists on the same level as those who want peace and unity and euphonia between all races is really contradictory, and it seems a big error in what he's talking about. And I think that's why you're seeing so many people come out strongly against the president, whether it's going to be at the protests on Sunday or just through tweets or comments that they see through social media and through the media.